This is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. A Highway for God. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. I am sure that you, along with me, have gone down a highway and recognized that we are approaching road construction. Generally speaking, there will be a flagman that is standing before we enter that construction zone with a large sign, slow, caution, stop, whatever it might happen to be. I have shared before, I was traveling along with a deputy sheriff. We had transported a prisoner from one facility to another and had approached a road construction zone, and the flagman stopped, and we were the only car on the road at that time, and the driver rolled down his window, and we began to talk to the flagman, and all of a sudden we heard a car approaching, and he shouted just at the last minute, "Watch out, watch out," and the car plowed into the back of our car. And as he approached the driver of that car, she said, "He didn't signal. I didn't see him. He didn't signal." Well, we had our flasher lights on, and the driver, or the road construction man, had a large sign saying stop, but she had neglected the signs and collided with our car. I wonder how many times we go down life's highway and fail to look for signs of approaching danger in our highway. It might be a bump in the road, or it might be a wall, or it might be another vehicle, or it might be another person. But we need to stop. We need to recognize that God has called us to make a highway so that it will be smoother for those that are traveling that way themselves. The question that we must always ask ourselves, am I preparing a highway, or am I just a bump in the road? Make a highway for God. Heavenly Father, as we live this life, I pray that we might make it smoother for those around us. Rather than being a hindrance, I pray, Lord, we might be a blessing. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.